Item number nine, Mark Crossland, 09548. Bacon?
Mark Crossland, 090548, request after fact authorization to retain a 448-square-foot flat roof boathouse and 18-foot by 26-foot L-head, a 41-foot by 15-foot deck. Totals 1,085 square foot of decking adjacent to his property at 18336 Possum Point Road, situated along Quantico Creek in Prince William County. This is a continuation from the September 22nd, 2009 commission meeting. Okay, Mr. Cross's property is located at Potomac Creek. It's a residential neighborhood approximately 2 miles from the Potomac Creek's confluence with the Potomac River. The pier and the boathouse extend across the 81-foot channelward of an existing timber bulkhead. The creek is approximately 2,300 feet wide at this project site. There are several other private piers and boathouses in the vicinity. On September 2nd, 2008, Mr. Crossland submitted a joint permit application to replace an existing deteriorated floating dock system with a boat and boathouse. The drawings that were submitted with the JPA depicted an A-frame type roof on top of a 30-foot by 15-foot open-sided boathouse. On September 8, 2008, an NPN, no permit necessary letter was sent to Mr. Crossland authorizing the construction of an 80-foot long by 6-foot wide open-pile non-commercial pier and a 30-foot by 15-foot open-sided boathouse, including a 26-foot by 20-foot L-head, a 5-foot by 50-foot long L-head, L-shaped catwalk with 5 additional mooring piles. The NPN letter was based on the fact that the pier and the open-sided boathouse were not protested and met the criteria for the exemption, and because the combined decking area applied for the total less than 400 square foot. I'm going to show you the locations here. There's that. Can you see there's Dumfries, creek right there. Showing where the star is at. And this is the property right here. And this is the old floating boathouse and dock system that he was going to take out. And he applied for an A-frame boathouse and dock system to be placed in his place. In early January 2009, staff was advised that the flat roof structure had been built at Mr. Cross's property instead of the A roof applied for. On January 28, 2009, staff conducted an on-site inspection to confirm this. During the visit, staff determined that the boathouse and the pier were not constructed as applied for and therefore constituted a violation of Chapter 12 of Title 28(2) of the Codes of Virginia. It is not a question of the commission designing the boathouse or even approving the pitch and construction of a boathouse roof. The roof in this instance has railings and access stairs and is clearly designed to serve as additional decks, pier deck space. As a practicing attorney, Mr. Crossland should have known the precise requirements to qualify for the codified exemption. The pertinent code section, even specifically referenced in the NPN letter, BMRC 08-1661, was sent to Mr. Crossland on 8 September 2008. As a result of the notice to comply sent to Mr. Crossland on February 9, 2009, the notice directed either removal of the unauthorized flat roof structure and the unauthorized additional deck by March 11, 2009, or the submittal of an after-fact application requesting to retain all the portion of the structure by February 24, 2009. The notice also specified that any request for after-the-fact consideration must be accompanied with a written statement explaining why the work was not constructed as depicted, and the drawings were submitted on September 2008. On April 23rd, 2009, 2 months after the deadline, we finally received Mr. Crossland's request for after-the-fact approval for the flat roof boathouse and larger pier platform. Mr. Crossland did not, however, include with this after-the-fact request a letter explaining why the boathouse and pier were constructed differently than what originally proposed in his original application. Mr. Crossland has also thus far refused to identify the contractor that constructed his flat roof boathouse. Several attempts have been made by staff to get after-the-fact ads placed in the local newspaper. Mr. Crossland has also refused to contact the newspaper, according to the newspaper, and ensure the proper payment for the required placement of the advertisement. As a result, the actual public notice review has to date not been completed, although the adjacent property owners have been notified and do not object. The project will not encroach on any public or private leased oyster grounds. No protests have been received by other state agencies. Again, it shows the structure in Mr. Crossland's place. This was the original drawings that he asked for. which was the 6 foot wide, 80 foot long. Here's the 20 by 20, which would have gave him the 400 square foot. And this is a 5 foot wide by his 50 foot long catwalk. And this is what he asked for, was an open sided roof structure. It's showing the side view of it. And this is what was built when I did the site inspection, showing the rails and the staircase going down. This is actually wider here than what was depicted at 5 foot, and so is this area right in here. And this is the agent that he hired after all this had happened. This is the agent's, what agent's drawings of what is on site right now. And this again shows the flat structure and the staircase and the decking here and the decking going to the side. It was a beautiful day out there. Yeah, snow. If I couldn't get downhill because it was all ice, I was like, I'm not going down. I could have rolled down, but I decided not to. Summary and recommendations. When reviewing proposals to build over state-owned submerged lands, the Commission's sub-acres guidelines direct staff to consider, among other factors, the water dependency and necessity of the proposed structure. Staff does not consider the flat roof deck and larger than authorized pier platform to be either water dependent or necessary. In addition, the sum total of all the combined deck areas is now in excess of the 400 square foot authorized by code. The pier platform alone is approximately 501 square feet, and a flat roof deck adds an additional 448 square foot, resulting in a total deck area of 949 square feet. As such, staff recommends you direct the removal of the flat roof deck structure and staircase at a minimum in lieu of complete removal of the reconstruction of the roof. We believe that the stairs and railings should be removed. We would have no objection to your approval of the additional 101 square foot of pier platform, since this represents only minor increase in the pier deck over that which was authorized by code, and the neighbors have not objected, as mentioned previously. However, no newspaper ad has run. Should the commission elect to grant approval for all or any portion of the unauthorized structure, staff believes an appropriate civil charge should be assessed to Mr. Crossland. In this case, while we believe the environmental impact is minor, we consider the degree of deviation major, considering the fact that Mr. Crossland is a practicing attorney and should have been aware of the legal requirements for permits, as well as the fact that he has been unwilling to divulge the contractor information. In the event of this apprised of the contractor's name, additional action against him may also be warranted.
Questions of Mr. Baker? Thank you, Dan. Is the applicant here or represented? Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. State your name for the record, please.
Mark Crossland.
I would like to call Craig just to put the picture.
I'm Craig Polyvinsky with Bayshore Design, LLC, the agent representing the after-the-fact joint permit application. I just have a photograph when we filed an application back in 1998 for the adjacent downstream property owner for a bulkhead and pier, and I have a photograph that shows an existing structure in the background.
What relevance does that have with this specific project?
I'm just establishing that he had a covered bosa with deck roof, that's all.
He did?
He did.
Okay.
This is looking upstream towards his property. Again, it's a very blocked photograph. I wasn't looking at his site at the time. It's from 1998. This is the existing cover slip on a floating pier with deck roof on top. This overhanging tree kind of blocks part of it. I just want to see if that record that he had a deck roof cover slip.
Quite honestly, I can't tell what that is. I would be lying to you if I said, yep, I know what that is and I can make it out. I can't.
Can I just bring up?
Sure, that would probably be better if you want to introduce that. Thank you, sir. Okay. Mr. Crossman?
Thank you, sir.
what I have to go through is a number of things with regards to owning this piece of property. I've owned this piece of property for some 15 years, and some of that may not be relevant. I bought this piece of property because of the fact that it sat on Quantico Creek. It sat on the fact that you could sit out back and look at a number of fowl. You could look at a number of birds and so forth at that period of time. Plus, the other thing, being a practicing attorney, it was nice to come home to quiet, peaceful land. When I hired Bill Connor, who basically was my agent to build the property. I am flabbergasted at this date and time of November 24, 2009, when I had talked to Mr. Bacon a number of times. I said that it was Mr. Connor, and if I did not tell him that, I am telling the gentleman. He is the one that built it. He's the one I've given $60,000 to build the stock.
How long has he been in that business, do you know?
I only received information from him because he built, as you can see, my next-door neighbor. He built two other, Mr. Hart, who lives down the street, and Dan Riverman. I was told by a number of the people that... and himself, that he's been in the business for some 50 or 60 years.
Okay. Where does he do business out of?
Where does he do business out of?
Correct.
Well, he does business, is the letter that was sent, if I may for a minute, was sent to his address at 933 Berry's Ferry Road, White Post, Virginia, 22663.
We need to get that address from before the day is over.
That is where you gentlemen sent my application to.
Okay.
And so therefore everybody has had that.
Okay.
He had informed me that I was going to be able to have at least the original type sightseeing, so I could get up there, look at it, and so forth. He later came to me and said that because of the factor of a establishment procedure that he would be able to get for me this flat deck, and the reason he said that was that because of the fact that he had knowledge of you commission and Mr. Bacon approving of a piece of parcel in Aquia,
mm-hmm.
where basically a flat roof was utilized, and he said, you have no problems, we can install it, and that is what... with the commission.
So what's your contractor told you, you being, and I hate to do this because it's not unfair, you being an attorney, knowing full well permits, contracts, requirements, you took the word of the contractor who told you that you could modify what you had submitted to the Marine Resources Commission without any extra modification or notification from this commission? I mean, seriously, you took his word for that? If you did, I mean, that's what it is.
And again, you can look at me as being stupid. And I was looking at it.
I'm just trying to get to the facts.
I was looking at a project that he said that basically at that period of time it can be done because it's been approved by the commission down in Stafford.
Is he still alive?
No. From what I'm understanding, he either has cancer or has just gone into.
Because I would wonder why you, as an attorney, since you brought your agent with you, why you didn't bring this individual in that has apparently gotten you into all this mess to cross examine him during the course of this procedure.
I can't find him.
Okay. Proceed, please. I'm sorry.
When you're done.
Yes, sir.
At that period of time, I took his word, and I'm now sorry I did, that it was a matter of fact that this was going to be done.
Okay.
Because of the fact of the building being done in Stafford this way, that at that period of time they had a hot tub on it. They were thinking about placing a bar on top of it. Mm-hmm. I have no intentions of doing any of that at that period of time and never did. It was as the commission and can see, what I did was hopefully is to be able to have more observatory to be able to look at the wildlife, to be able to look at the fish, to be able to just sit there and just relax. If I realized that I was going to get myself in so much problems, I would have done it reversed. I'm hoping that because of the fact that hiring this fine gentleman as I did after I was trying to find somebody that could maybe take me out of this problem that I caused for myself, that he has given to the commission something that you can approve that one is both aesthetically built and aesthetically looking to the whole area that is correctly built now. Thank you.
Oh, just a couple other questions. It seems to me, during the course of one of the paragraphs that Mr. Bacon read from, it took you 2 months after the deadline to get an after-the-fact in. You still either refuse or, for whatever reason, will not advertise as required by law in the local paper the after-the-fact. Can you?
That has already been done.
When?
That was done at the
period last week.
Why did it take till last week to get that done when we've been asking you to do it for an extended period of time?
Well, notice gets sent from the staff to the newspaper, and in that notice, payments being made by the applicant. I don't keep up on the Potomac News and not from that area, so I called Mr. Carlson's associate up there to see to get this ad run. They contacted the newspaper, say, please run the ad, and they were waiting for the invoice for that ad. Apparently, they require payment up front.
Okay.
So that's why the ad had never run. There was some confusion between the newspaper and his staff.
Okay. Questions of members of the commission? Mr. Schick?
Yeah, the photograph that you sent, that was, that you provided us, that, yes,
okay.
that was a pitched roof with a flat top.
Correct.
That you owned, that you had at your dock.
That's the way I bought it.
You
back
bought it.
In 15 years ago.
Now, did a storm take it out? Or
no, it was still there. What had happened is with, and I can't remember if it was Francis or whatever, my floating docks, that the roof and the pitch and the observatory stood with all the hurricanes and everything else. What happened was is because I had a floating dock system and the way it was put in was that because of the water getting inside the tubes, it made my whole dock sink. So I had a level going down that was going into the water and so forth. But the four posts that held up the original withstood everything.
So why did you tear that down?
Why didn't you
just replace the dock?
Mr. Connor told me that's what I needed to do.
Did he draw all these drawings?
Yes.
That you submitted?
He drew the initial drawings, yes.
The initial drawings?
Yes.
And he suggested to tear the whole thing down, and he drew the drawings with a pitched roof and no observatories.
Correct.
Knowing that you had an observatory before.
He said that with the observatory at that period of time that, again, and it's my fault, he said that it could be done with Mr. Bacon after we showed him what was going on.
It's called a modification. Any other questions? Mr. Grab, you had a comment you wanted to make?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
We did notice Mr. Connor of the hearing. Mr. Connor called yesterday and spoke to my staff. Mr. Connor says he was the contractor. He did not build the boathouse. Mr. Connor says and advised staff that he told Mr. Crosland he could not and would not build the boathouse because it was not in accordance with the drawings that he submitted and the permit that was issued by the commission. Mr. Connor says that he then provided Mr. Crosland with the name of an individual, Robert Bobby Delaney, who might be willing to do it on his own without regard as to whether or not there was a permit. Mr. Connor is suffering from cancer. I asked if he had to show up today, and I said, well, you're not the contractor to build it. No, but he has volunteered, if the commission would like, he will come and testify at next month's meeting regarding the issue.
I'd like to hear that under oath, because what we're dealing with now, Mr. Crossland, did you hear that testimony by Mr. Grab?
I did.
Is that, you've been sworn, you're under oath. Is what he said factual or not? Did Mr. Delaney, in fact, build that? You're under oath.
I have no idea, sir.
It's your property. You're telling me that a project like that got built and you had absolutely no oversight?
Mr.
I'm warning you right now, you're under oath. If the testimony of Mr. Grab is accurate based on what he's heard, I need not advise you.
I understand, Your Honor.
You know where we are.
I understand.
The question now is, who built the project?
Mr. Connor hired people to build the project. It was his son. It was everybody else. I had no knowledge of that at all. He basically brought people in, and I was there when they were building it. He had people coming in and building it.
Did Mr. Connor, in fact, have a conversation with you and tell you that he could not build something of that structure, but he knew someone that could build it? Was that conversation?
He told me that he, at that period of time, one, he is building the structure, two, that we have to go for after the fact. And that's what he told me. So that's what I relied upon. When he's telling you through a telephone conversation, A, that he had a conversation, he said...
I think we should continue this matter to next month. I'd like to have you here next month. And I would say, based on the transcript that we've gotten, it would be in your best interest to be here next month, and I want Mr. Connor here next month. I want to find out what the truth is, and I also want to find out if somebody's lied under oath here today. Matters continue to next month. We'll be in recess for lunch, and we'll reconvene about 12:45.
Should we also have the person that the name was provided?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so.